Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to IRL UK podcast. I'm Rhiannon and this is Anna.
Hello.
I'm just laughing because Anna and I were just having a conversation about what would happen if we ever got a real job.
Yeah. Genuinely, we were just saying, like, not that I want to, but what if I wanted to maybe work at a primary school or work with children? The filth that we talk about on the show, would I be on the register?
Yeah.
Can I talk? Am I going to get a, what are they called, CRB checks?
Yeah.
When I pass?
We don't know if we'd pass.
I'm not
sure.
What
if this is on there?
No, but also if I just worked with kids, what if one of their parents was like, I just found your podcast and you're literally talking about putting a cabbage up your groin.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, you can't hang out with my kids no more.
Imagine if, yeah, you were responsible for doing the sex education.
I mean, I wouldn't be able to help anybody. I really wouldn't be able to help. But just... maybe. So I'm going to try and not say anything rude today.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
That's boring.
Yeah, so but don't expect to see us working with kids anytime soon.
If you know the answer to that question, let us know. Yeah. Are we illegal?
I mean, it is a hypothetical question because really, I don't think anything to do with kids is the right direction for me. But just having a thought. Just having a midlife crisis.
Yeah. If you listen to this podcast and you work with kids, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You should be looking after kids.
Come on.
No, I'm joking.
Wasting your time listening to this shit.
We want all the listeners we can get.
Yeah, actually, don't leave, please. Should we say why we're here, what we're doing?
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Yeah, do you want to do that bit? Yeah.
So we're here to talk about real life stories, weird stories, things that happen on the internet, things about penises, bums... jism.
Doing weird stuff that you shouldn't. Things that you're just like, whoa, there's no way that's real. And then it's like, yeah, that's real. Yeah, that's real. Because it's in a real life magazine like Chat or Pick Me Up.
Yeah.
Or Taking a Break.
Mine actually aren't that rude this week.
Oh,
mine were quite rude last week.
Yeah.
But
I've got quite a rude one.
One just really made me laugh the whole way through.
Oh, brilliant. I'll take that.
So, yeah.
I like a laugh. I've told you that before and I will tell you again.
I like a laugh.
I love a bloody good laugh.
That was, you know what you need to see? You know, there's like an accidental Partridge. You need to set up an accidental Gervais.
Oh.
You do a lot of accidental Gervais.
What, you think they're accidental? Please.
Yeah.
I work hard at this. Oh, I love him.
Mm.
Unless he's being miserable, then I don't love him so much.
He loves being miserable these days.
Yeah, I know. He just always looks... he's like pissed off about being a celebrity and it's like, yeah, but you get so many good things from it.
Yeah. He doesn't live far from here.
I know, I saw him in Hampstead Heath once.
Did you?
Not in Hampstead Heath like that.
Not like that.
Not like that. Yeah, I did. And everyone was like turning around. And I was like, God, that must be fucking annoying, actually.
Yeah.
But then also, like, he lives in a fucking mansion. Yeah. So don't cry too hard. Yeah.
That is not annoying.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, we've gone off on a tangent.
Yeah.
We've gone mad.
Can I ask, if you lived in a mansion, what would it be like?
I'd probably be one of those weirdos that just lives in one room and collects bags of my own feces and doesn't go into the rest of the flat and the rest of the mansion.
I just know that I'd have a swimming pool.
Oh, would you?
What
would I like? Maybe an Aga?
Oh,
no, not really.
You know what else I'd have? I was in a posh hotel today and it reminded me of my favourite luxury of all time in posh hotels.
Mini shampoos.
No, Hannah, that's not even
mini
a luxury. That's just, you should just
macadamia
have that.
Nuts.
No.
Oh.
A telly at the end of the bath.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I tried to watch something on the iPad once in the bath and was so frightened of... electrocuting myself because I couldn't remember the exact details of how that happens.
Yeah. I don't think you electrocute yourself, but you might lose several hundred pounds on an iPad.
I dropped my phone in the bath once, but I scooped it out so quickly, like a crane scooping out a fish. It's fine.
That's good.
The A button doesn't work great, but how often do I use that? Not that often. There's only two of them.
When are you
going to
get a new phone, Anna?
Someone said that the other day. Someone said it looked like a child's calculator.
You have had that phone since I've known you.
But there's nothing wrong with it.
I know, but you're on a contract. You know, you're losing out on money.
Do you know what? I did something a few months ago where I said, don't worry about giving me an upgrade, just charge me much less. So I pay about £16 a month.
Oh, yeah, I did that as well. That's good.
But I will never, ever have a phone better than this.
Really?
I really feel strongly about that. Ian's is worse. Ian's is practically the first iPhone with the round edges. Yeah, yeah. It's practically that.
Okay.
It's the one up from that. Calculator, please. And actually, please. It does have a...
Bitch, please!
Oh, bitch, please! And it does have a calculator. So actually, the joke's on you, clowns. So,
okay.
Anyway, fine. What are we doing? Where do we get to?
Doing IRL.
Yeah. Shall I start this week? You start last week.
You start, even though it probably take about 5 minutes to get a story up on your phone.
It's already right here. I screen grabbed it, just so you know. I got zero storage on this guy, though.
Really?
I have to delete a lot of stuff, like important stuff, like my mum's phone number.
Okay.
It's worth it, though. This morning, guests tell Phil and Holly that they're earth angels. But guess who's not convinced? Phil's not convinced.
You're not convinced.
I'm not fucking convinced.
Have you watched this? Did it really annoy you?
I haven't watched the video because I just can't bear it. But did you see it?
No.
Oh, fuck this shit. This morning, met three women who claimed that they were earth angels.
And what is one?
Don't know. and it seems the hosts... were missing out on their own potential too, apparently.
Oh.
I think they think that Phil is an earth angel.
Phil is an angel of kinds.
Yeah. I don't know if I love him. Everyone loves him and I don't know if I love him.
I like him. One day a year I hate him is when he does that. Oh, we went to the NTAs last night.
Oh my God,
we're hungover.
Please don't even bother.
We didn't even go to bed. Yes, you did.
Bullshit,
probably.
You're 60 as if. Please.
Do you think he's 60?
I don't know or care. No, you're right, I do hate 60. Him. I do hate him. I must do. Good. That's my real feelings coming
that's
out.
That's come out.
Yeah, that's odd.
ITV in the mornings does not do good for you.
I do not watch Lorraine and I do not watch... Who's Piers Morgan, obviously, but everyone hates him.
Yeah.
Yeah, mostly just Lorraine.
Lorraine.
Some my best friend Emily texted me the other day and said, "Can you find me those naked Lorraine Kelly pictures? Because I can't seem to find them." So I googled them, and I got them straight away. I just knew the right thing.
Your phone knows your cookies after all these years.
Definitely can't work with children if they check what I've looked up on this phone. I tell you that for free. Michelle Gordon, Sarah Rebecca Vine and Ruth Bradshaw appeared on the programme to talk about their lives as the angelic beings.
Mm.
And they've got fake angel wings on. I don't know if they wear them all the time or it just looked good for the TV.
Like Katy Perry at the Met Gala.
Oh, dickhead, I fucking hate her.
Oh no, I like
Katy Perry. No, you don't. You don't like her, don't be silly. What are they, though? Well, the trio explained that they had previous lives and existences as fairies, angels, mermaids and aliens. And that they
of
had...
those four, I think I'd rather be a mermaid.
I knew you were going to say that. So you. Such a cliche.
It's a cliche.
That they'd come to help people and raise the good vibes on the planet, man. However, when Holly Willoughby and Philip Schofield asked how they could spot an angel, they were both told that, in fact, they are angels too.
Okay. We're all angels. Loving angels.
Oh, I don't like that song.
That is
bit.
My least favourite song.
Oh, it's awful.
Actually, no. I've got like a bottom 10.
Okay.
That's in there. And also Rock DJ.
So mostly just Robbie Williams tracks, as a rule.
Then some Bon Jovi.
What? No, I'm not having that.
Anna.
But he's slippery when wet.
Oh, that's... Why doesn't that make you feel sick of all people?
Because I don't know. When he was in Sex and the City, I was pretty hot for it, if I'm honest.
Oh,
I tell you my absolute number one worst song of all time is... And I would walk 500 miles and I would...
That is it just Scottish people?
I think it might be.
Sorry, any Scottish people.
I hate Iron Brew. I can't bear, what's it called, Buckfast.
I bet you'd like a...
Oats, don't get me started on oats.
You'd eat a battered Mars bar there.
Yeah, fucking hell, I would. Yeah, maybe it's Scottish people. Oh, that is a shame. I didn't realise. That's a shame. Sorry, guys. Where did we get to? Oh, yeah, Phil wasn't convinced, however... Mm. Oh, no, sorry. They said, anyone who's got an angelic influence looks like an angel.
Yeah.
They explained, Philip has definitely got that element, you know, he's got that vibe about him. But he wasn't convinced, however, telling them, I think all three of you are absolutely lovely. You're calming, you're lovely people, but say I am an earth angel and I'm just not sure about that.
Okay.
First sensible thing you've said all day, Phil. One of them then admitted she thought it was mental at first, though Phil admitted he didn't feel like an angel.
No.
The trio later told Holly that her cat Bluebell was an angel. Fucking hell. Much to her delight, though, the interview wrapped up as Phil declared there was a golden staircase to ascend to speak to their next guest. Little naughty. Naughty noodle. Viewers at home were unsurprisingly not convinced either, with many laughing at Phil's facial reactions throughout the interview.
Do you know who is an angel, though? Rodney. If there is ever a cat angel.
Do you think he could get off the ground with angel wings, please?
Red Bull wouldn't even give him wings,
he
would it?
He is one fat motherfucker. I'll tell you that for free. Yeah, so that's it, basically. So if for 1 second you think that you might have been put on this earth to help people that are less fortunate than you, Rhiannon, I have to insist that you absolutely stop that nonsense, because it's infuriating to me, and we will not be friends.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's all right.
I think I'm being reasonable, though.
I didn't really have those kind of ideas about myself.
I knew you knew better than that. And seeing as I'm going straight to hell anyway, I'm not too bothered.
See you there.
I'm just going to carry on the way I'm going.
Are we there now? Is this hell?
Don't know.
You and me sat in a room forever.
Do you know what? Me and Ian were talking about this the other day, and I think what my hell... I think we were on the tube, and I said... My hell would just be if you got on the tube and it just kept going and going and going and never stopped. And everyone was like, at what point do you go, oh shit, we should have stopped by now.
Yeah.
And it just keeps going. I think that'd be worse than if it just stopped in a tunnel.
Yeah.
If it just continuously was in the dark. Though.
And you were hungover and it was hot.
And it was hot and it was fucking packed.
And you were standing.
And we had to start eating people.
Sure.
I got no problem with eating humans to stay
Haven't
alive.
You?
Not an iota.
Right.
Remember that.
I won't be getting a plane with you again.
Remember that, my friend, because I will guzzle you down like no one's business.
Oh, Anna, Jesus.
No, I don't mind. It's all about looking after number one.
Yeah. Have you seen that film Alive?
No, what's that?
About eating people.
Ew, no. I like Jeffrey Dahmer, though. Okay. I like what he stands for.
You like him.
I like his attitude. No, not really. I wouldn't eat you, don't worry.
Okay. This is such a weird story, and it just made me laugh. I don't know if I was tired at the end of the day.
Oh, God. But, what is this going to be? I'm honest. Sorry. I'm sorry in advance to our listeners.
Hornsey teacher struck off for magic pen of sex remark.
I mean...
just makes no sense.
It makes no
Basically,
sense.
Basically, this teacher is
See,
just...
See, if you're a teacher, you can't do anything naughty. No. So boring.
This teacher is just the world's worst teacher, but it's also... me imagining myself as a teacher.
We could not be teachers.
Can I just tell you from the beginning, there's never any explanation for why she calls her whiteboard marker the magic pen of sex. No explanation.
When you said a magic pen of sex, I automatically thought you meant one of those pens that when you tip it upside down, the lady's clothes come off. And then when you tip it back up, she's dressed again.
No.
Tip it back down, she's naked. Tip it back up, closed again.
Yeah.
I thought it was one of those.
No,
great.
A foul mouthed teacher who referred to her whiteboard marker as the magic pen of sex has been struck off.
Are you sure that's what she was saying?
Magic pen of sex.
That makes no sense.
What else would... what sounds like magic pen of sex?
Just maybe...
penetrate sex.
No. Maybe, magic pen of
sex. Have you got any Tipp-X?
Yeah, it's probably she was just saying my magic pen of Tipp-X. Oh, this poor woman. She's done nothing wrong.
Elizabeth Woods, 39, used the foolish term and swore at pupils.
And was hitting them around the back of their head. Yeah, fine. Hitting them with meter rules.
It just really made me laugh because I don't know how teachers get through the day without swearing at kids.
I know quite a few teachers, and honestly, I can't imagine it. It stresses me out. Because I was a total arsehole at school.
Yeah.
100%. And I would not put up with someone talking to me the way I talk to my teachers.
A teaching regulation agency panel heard she had showed a cavalier approach to safety by letting pupils leave school unsupervised.
That's fine.
Miss Woods told the panel she regretted failing her students. The panel heard Miss Woods, I love this one, use the magic pen of sex remark repeatedly in front of her class after hearing pupils use the term. That is as close as it gets.
What the fuck?
She had also sworn at and referred to her tutor group as idiots.
That's totally reasonable.
And raised her middle finger at people.
I haven't got any problem with this.
I would be like, fuck you.
I've got no issues with this whatsoever. Yeah. I think she sounds like a fantastic teacher.
This is my absolute favourite bit, and I can't even tell you why it's made me laugh so much. On one occasion, she'd allowed two pupils to leave the school to buy food from a local shop, telling them, if you're caught, don't say it was me.
Totally fair. She's so smart, this woman. I love her attitude. I love her can-do attitude.
Yeah. Like, I could just imagine, like, you want to be their mate and you're just like, oh, God, you know what? Yeah. Doesn't matter if you miss 10 minutes of PE to get some
just
what's
just get us a sausage roll.
Just she, don't I, tell anybody it was
I bet
me.
She's the sort of teacher that was like, what's her name again?
Ms. Woods.
What's her first name is what I'm looking
Elizabeth.
For.
Elizabeth.
I bet she's the sort of teacher that'd be like, call me Lizzie.
Call me Lizzie.
You know when you, I don't know, but I've heard that when you go to college, the teachers are all just like, Dave, yeah, Dave.
Trying to be called Dave.
I hate that, really stresses me out.
She got banned.
That's my gym alarm.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah.
Every fucking time, sorry.
Need to put those classes. You do that while
no,
I finish
I'm
the
not,
story.
But there isn't a class this week anyway, so that's fine.
What, all week?
No,
you're
I
busy.
Just mean it's for next week, but I tend to... what am I going to do on Friday night? Go to the gym because it's always for the... Anyway, it's a long story.
Okay.
God, sorry about that. Yeah.
She was banned from teaching for 4 years.
Are you sure that she didn't do more? That, well, though, sticking her middle finger up at Clids. Oh, God.
At Clids.
I'm out. I'm going to head off. Clids is not cool.
She did not attend the hearing. She wanted it to be in private and it was the...
Tough shit.
Her claim was rejected. And she said she loved teaching and hoped the opportunity to do so again would remain open
it
to her.
It doesn't sound like she loves teaching. It doesn't sound like when she calls her tutor group idiots.
Idiots.
And sticks her middle finger up at them.
Yeah.
The magic pen of sex thing is the least of my worries with this.
I know. Why did they lead on that? I just love that she should just be like, don't tell her it was me.
Yeah, she's an awful teacher.
But also all of us.
I love
being
her.
Being a teacher.
Good work, Lizzie. Mm. Hipster paid £3.50 for artisan dwarf cabbage, but it turned out to be a single Brussels sprout.
Why is that so funny?
It's so... There's nothing rude about this, and that's why I love it. It's so naive and sweet, sort of.
Could you imagine? I think that would happen to me.
You're the sort of person that likes when you go to a restaurant for it to, your dinner to be served up in a shoe. Or in a mini shopping trolley.
Oh, God. Nothing is going to happen. It's going to be funny.
No, 100%. When hipster Giles White paid £3.50 for an artisan dwarf cabbage at a local farmer's market, he couldn't wait to take a photo of his latest purchase and proudly show it off on social media.
Yeah.
But seconds after posting a snap of his uber-trendy new veg on Instagram, Giles started getting waves of mockery from friends and followers. Because the 39-year-old craft gin distiller had paid three and a half quid. People say that though, don't they? Sometimes
they do.
Squid. For a single Brussels sprout.
I need to know, is this something that really happened or is it in the Sunday Sport?
I can't hear you. It was written by Jonathan Smythe. It's a
this
Sunday
is
Sport exclusive.
My favourite Sunday Sport story of all time.
Jonathan Smythe. I love the word Smythe.
This is even better than I suck off dogs for quavers.
It might just be the best one.
Oh, God. Okay.
And the worst abuse came from his own mum, Gloria, who called her trendy son a daft little twat. Blushing behind his luxuriant hipster beard and clutching his pug dog Bungle, Giles said last night, I can hardly believe someone at the urban farmer's market would try and hoodwink customers like that. I've already written about the outrage on my blog and made a video describing the incident which I posted on YouTube. I actually cry in it. That's how angry I am.
Yeah.
Giles from Trendy Shoreditch in East London added, from here on in, I'm going to stick to traditional vegetables like sand-grown albino broccoli and distressed kale. Last night, Mum Gloria told Sunday Sport, Giles has been a proper aggravating little cunt since he became a hipster. £3.50 for a single Brussels sprout. They must have seen him coming. Well, of course they saw him coming. How can you miss him with that ridiculous beard and that silly little dog?
I've lost it.
We'll definitely post a picture of his ridiculous beard and that silly little dog.
Can I see?
Yeah. That's Bungle. Giles and Bungle. I think they seem right.
I've just left an eyelash into my eye.
I mean, that's absurd. Isn't it great that we can have a good time without saying any swear words except when Gloria called her son a cunty little hipster? I mean, they don't all have to be rude. Doesn't all have to be rude? I've never seen you so sweaty and red before.
That's so funny. It's really hot in here despite the open window again.
I know, I should have really shut that, but I just don't learn every week.
This isn't as funny, but it's also not rude. Oh, God.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm recovering.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean...
That'd be a good one to stop you getting pregnant. A single Brussels sprout.
Might get lost up there, Anna, if you're wide.
Well, I'm not wide, so... Right. Okay, coming at you. Next story.
Oh, I've got no makeup left.
That's fine. That one's gone.
I'm worried because I found this really funny because it reminds me of my friend Nikki.
I don't know Nikki. No, the listeners do, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Oh, well. As long as you're having a good time.
Nikki does listen. Remember, she used to listen with her baby George. She's now got another baby called Grace.
Oh, fantastic news. Yeah. Oh, thanks for listening, gang.
Let's mess up Grace's mind, too.
Oh, totally. Oh, I'm excited to hear about this, then, because I can actually get her into my mind. Mind. Now. I can feel it. I not know Nikki?
You have met her,
I was going to say, yeah.
Man makes £1,000 a year by complaining about mayonnaise.
What could you complain about mayonnaise about? It is the greatest condiment.
This is like one of those stories that Chris Morris would have done back in the day. And the caption under the strange-looking man says, hates mayo, hates salad cream, loves complaining.
What the fuck? Mayonnaise and salad cream together, by the way, with ham, incredible. And I will not be told by a single person that there's no point putting them together because mayonnaise and sour cream are the same. I used to get shit when
they're
I was a kid.
They're really different.
They're so different, but they're so complimentary.
Oh, I've never had them together.
Yeah, I'm pretty passionate about it.
Chris Owen hates mayonnaise. Dickhead. And he says he makes about £90 a month by complaining about his unwanted use in food he orders at restaurants. The 39-year-old PR director from High Wycombe
hate him so much.
Said he always tells staff when there's an issue with his food and he usually comes away with a free dish or discount.
What kind of dickhead? Why do this?
I know, basically, I don't hate think he even tells them he doesn't like mayonnaise and he just complains. I don't know why this sentence made me laugh so much. The worst culprit is the burger. They always put mayonnaise on burgers.
They don't. That's not true, because I'm always like, can I get some mayonnaise with that? And while you're there, squeeze a bit of sour cream in.
Mayonnaise is a tyrant of a condiment and very arrogant.
I'm fuming about this dickhead.
It thinks it makes everything better, but it doesn't.
I hate him.
Chris is dubbed biggest moaner by The Sun and said he prefers to be known as the best at not putting up with poor service.
Oh, I hate his guts so
much. He's advised other diners to speak up when there are problems. He told the BBC, so he made a lot of publicity, Anna, from being the world's biggest moaner and not liking mayonnaise. He earns around £1,000 a year by sending mayonnaise-ridden food back after specifically requesting it comes with no may. He calls it may.
I hate his guts.
Chris added he makes money complaining about other elements of service too, basically being a wanker.
Oh, God. Has he got a girlfriend? I doubt it. Who would put up with that shit?
Go for dinner with that. In total, he estimates he's made about £3,000 since he started complaining.
What a fucking tool.
He explained... You want to hate... Right, okay, go
yourself. I'm already riled up, so...
He explained his hatred of mayonnaise runs deep, but he also detests another popular condiment. He says salad cream is simply mayo by proxy.
Do you know what, actually, saying that, my brother hates salad cream, but there's a good reason.
What?
My two older sisters used to... One of them would pin him down, lay him on the floor, and you know when you kneel on someone's arms, incredibly painful and debilitating. Mm. And the other would practically waterboard him with squeezy salad cream. And I don't know that he's ever recovered.
That's disgusting.
Once I tried to, but the problem is I fucking love it. So when we were growing up, it was a bit of a pickle. But he made up for it by bullying me almost continuously throughout my young years. But
he passed it on.
He can't even be in the same room as salad cream.
What?
He cannot be in the same room.
Oh my God, he's actually scarred.
Yeah, well, he was waterboarded, quite frankly. Yeah. I think it's delicious. But yeah, so there is an actual reason. This guy's obviously just a fucking dweeb.
Just a dick. He said he once got a free pizza because he mentioned the overuse of chilli flakes. I've got free food before, mate. Don't boast about it.
It's not big. It's not clever. Yeah. Fucking tool.
So there you go.
Yeah, I hate him. Congratulations. I'm absolutely
congratulations,
raging.
Congratulations, Chris Owen.
Okay. 45-stone Jamie Oliver lookalike shat in orphanage paddling pool. The greedy sod had eaten a girl's pet rabbit. What?
You're going to have to repeat what the fuck happens there.
45-stone Jamie Oliver lookalike shat in orphanage paddling pool.
Oh, Anna!
He does look like him, though.
Does he look like him because the Daily Sport have put his face on a fat person?
I can't hear you if you're going to shout. The greedy sod had earlier eaten a girl's pet rabbit. A 45-stone Jamie Oliver lookalike ruined an orphanage open day when he pulled down his outsized pants and shat in the Tots paddling pool. Hefty Sandy Tompkins, who bears a lardy resemblance to the Mockney telly chef, was drunk on cheap cider when he crawled through the hedge at the back of the orphanage and waddled onto
they
the neatly clipped lawn.
They fucking love cider, all these wrongdoings.
I know. It is reasonable, though.
Yeah, it is
reasonable. As he scavenged for scraps, jobless Tompkins, Gus began gurgling a warning. So without hesitation, he used the inflatable pool as an impromptu toilet.
Oh.
Unfortunately, several children were in the pool at the time.
No.
And the unfortunate mummy and daddyless youngsters were utterly befouled.
How are you, of all people, reading this story?
I feel all right about it.
Just shit in a swimming pool.
If that were not bad enough, nuns were at the moment leading potential new parents into the garden at St Jude's Orphanage and wafering it in Berkeley Hill, West Midlands, to pick a kid to take home. One nun who asked not to be named for fear of reprisals said, "We've had trouble with this one before.
Right.
Mainly stealing cakes that Sister Assumpta had left cooling on the kitchen windowsill.
Right.
But this latest outrage is beyond the pale."
Yeah.
"Our holy informant told us the timing for Tompkins paddling pool shit could not have come at a worse time. She said he made his mess just as potential parents turned up to look at the orphans with a view
buy
to
a kid."
Yeah, exactly. Mm. That'd put you off, wouldn't it?
Well, we shouldn't off. Do. It's not
if anything, you should
fault.
Be like, let's take them all home.
Yeah,
let's
quick.
Get them out of this shitty yeah. paddling pool. When we got into the garden, the little ones were covered head to toe in Jamie Oliver lookalike shit.
Oh.
Needless to say, we didn't shift a single one and we had to get a special firm in to clean them up. Oh. Specialist orphan cleaning doesn't come cheap these days.
That's just silly.
It's just plain silly.
Yeah.
Mother Superior was furious and told the children that being shat on by a big fat Jamie Oliver lookalike was God's punishment for being sinful.
Oh,
I think it's because they'd been naughty the day
dark.
Before. Poor little wretches. They thought that their day might. They thought that this day might be the day they'd get a new home.
Yeah.
Instead, they found themselves at the shitty end of a 45-stone celebrity double.
Yeah.
The Lord indeed works in mysterious ways. Mm. It's not the first time that Tompkins' hunger has got him into trouble. Last year he stole a rabbit belonging to a neighbour's 8-year-old daughter and ate it. Dad Dave raged, "The man's a menace. I could have killed him after he ate our Tommy's bunny." Now he's shat in the orphan's paddling pool. He wants locking up. Last night a defiant 48-year-old Tompkins said, "I was sorry to have an accident on those kiddies, but that orphanage should not be here. The neighbours have been campaigning for some time to get it closed down." Meanwhile, the real Jamie Oliver, a.k.a. the Naked Chef, was last week in the House of Commons banging on about how kids shouldn't put sugar in the tea or some similar do-gooding bollocks. Fuck's sake.
Did you add that last sentence?
No, I actually did not.
Yeah.
I can see why you would think that.
Yeah.
But no, that is 100% journalism at its best.
Do you prefer real Jamie Oliver or that guy? Who's
fat,
worse?
Fat boy.
He prefer fat boy.
I prefer fat boy. I don't actually mind Jamie Oliver. I know people are mean to him, but he does really good dinners.
Yeah, you like his
dinner. I think he's very good at cooking. I made one of his recipes the other day, in fact. Oh. Very good. I've
My
lost
story's
the thing.
Just disappeared.
And I've just dropped the thing I was fiddling with.
Oh, no. What's happened?
Oh, God. So we're just going to fill for a bit.
It's all right. I found it again.
It's all right.
That's
she's found
terrible.
It, everyone.
Oh, you absolute bastard.
Oh, you absolute bastard.
Florida City sends mass text alert warning of zombie activity.
Oh, no, not that bath salt stuff.
No, during... Oh. It's just bullshit, never happened.
Oh.
It was during a power blackout. How scared would you be?
Yeah, that would be fucking terrifying.
The city of Lake Worth in Florida sent the message to residents at 1:45 a.m. on a Sunday, warning of a power outage due to extreme zombie activity.
I've seen a lot of zombie films, and that would honestly send me over the edge.
I'd be like, it's real. It's happened.
That's
if you got a text from like the government, you'd be like, oh.
Problem is, I'd have set up a suicide pact way before.
Is that what
we
you're
found
gonna
out?
Do?
100%. You know, in like 28 days later, spoiler alert, when he goes upstairs and his parents are decomposing on the bed.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna make Ian do that with me. Actually, if you're interested, I don't mind getting involved with you as well.
I just think I'd fight to the end.
Nah, you wouldn't. No point. No point. You're not gonna win. You're not going to be the... You're not going to be the one... No offence, Jeremy.
I might be the one.
You're not going to be the one at the end of the movie.
Oh.
No, not in a million years. Sorry to tell you.
I need to get down the gym.
It's not that. You just... I just don't trust your decision making.
Someone may be in a bit of trouble after a mass zombie alert text was sent out during a power outage. Residents became concerned after receiving the push alert message from the city, so from the government, of Lake Worth in Florida around 1:45 a.m.
Is this a bit like when you get those weird emails saying, this is your bank, just to let you know that you need to ring us and give us all your bank details so we can just make sure that everything's right. And then you look at what the email address is and it's like lloyds@AOL.com or something, and it's obviously fake.
But I think if I got one that was like official Mayor of London.
But it was definitely from them. It was definitely from them.
Yeah.
Shit.
It read...
Shit.
Because they are used to this kind of thing in America, aren't they? Because hurricanes and stuff.
Oh, well, yeah, not zombies.
No, so, but they get text sends a hurricane.
Is that really how that works? We don't really get that, like a,
no, less hurricanes.
No one gives a shit.
No hurricanes, just less.
Yeah. The old hurricane of 87. Yeah. My dad slept through that. My mum was 8 months pregnant at the time. It was a real bummer. But I turned out fine.
You did turn out
fine. So I don't think anything came of that.
The message which went out to everybody read, power outage and zombie alert for residents of Lake Worth and Terminus.
What?
There are now far less than 7,380 customers involved due to extreme zombie activity.
Jesus.
Restoration time uncertain.
Shit.
Local media alert outlet said... let me just say that again.
Yeah, I'm going to need to hear that again. That didn't make any sense.
Local media outlet Palm Beach Post reported the mention of Terminus was potentially referencing the city in... popular TV show The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Or, no, I don't watch it.
No, I tried it once and it was all a bit silly.
It reported a post on a community Facebook page had indicated the zombie apocalypse message was unintended.
Yeah, I reckon. Who was in charge of that, though?
City Public Information Officer Ben Kerr says, we are looking into reports that the system mentioned zombies. I want to reiterate that Lake Worth does not have any zombie activity currently.
It could, though.
He doesn't know.
It could, though.
And apologise for the system message.
Okay.
7,880 customers were affected by the outage and got the message.
Oh, blimey.
They didn't get the power back on for 27 minutes.
Oh, fuck. We had a power cut recently, actually. It was just after I came back from the gym.
Yeah.
So I was just...
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.